Hello there. Thank you for joining me again today. Just thinking about James, he really doesn't pull any punches in this letter. And today we're going to look at one of his punches. The topic is friendship with the world. And I want to read from the New Living Translation, chapter 4, verse 4. James writes, "You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God." This is one of those shocking verses that we come across now and then in the scriptures. It is shocking in that it stops us quite suddenly in our tracks, and it tells us to reconsider everything about the way we are living. And here we see the clashing of cultures, ethics, perceptions, and lifestyle. And so James comes to us with a knockout blow. "You adulterous people." That's what it says in the ESV. And whenever I read this, I'm reminded of the words of Paul to the Corinthians. He wrote to them, "I feel a divine jealousy for you, since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ." This is simply spiritual adultery, wanting to sleep in two beds, as it were. When we have another love in our life, other than Jesus, we are on the verge of spiritual adultery. He must be the number one love of our heart. When James goes on to say, "Do you not know?" he uses what I call the revelation word for knowing. It's iodati, which means to see. This kind of knowledge does not come from study or even experience, but it comes by God opening our eyes so that the spiritual penny drops. We have to see it, and we have to see it clearly for ourselves, that friendship with the world leads to hostility with God. So what is this friendship with the world? Hear it in the message. It is flirting with the world every chance you get. Now, this verse is not at all about being relevant to the world. It is all about whom we are in love with. If I am in love with Christ, then I want to take on board his values and his ways. If, on the other hand, I want to take on board the values and ways of the world, then I am actually shunning Christ. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, laments the slipping away and desertion of a certain former colleague called Demas because he has fallen in love with the world. You read that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Adamson wrote that the two phrases, friendship with the world and enemy of God, are both objective and they convey the strongest ethical contrast. The way that the Greek language is constructed here conveys a strong ethical contrast. In other words, the values and the ways of the world are, and always will be, completely antithetical to the kingdom of heaven. The Apostle John wrote this, "Do not love the world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world." Remember that the battle for our heart and soul is not always on the outside of us. It is also an inner war. Take some time to look at Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 8, and Galatians 5, verses 16 and 17. James says that friendship with the world results in becoming God's enemy. This is a very strong word. It means hatred or hostility. And we do well to remember that the first fruit of salvation is actually peace with God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. When we make a deliberate, purposeful and selfish choice to befriend the world's values and ways, we will always find ourselves rendered at variance with heaven. You see, authentic Christianity has always been different. It always will be. And those who love the Lord with a sincere and pure devotion will always find themselves on a collision course with the world we live in. John Bunyan's book, Pilgrim's Progress, talks about a Mr. Facing Both Ways, who was a sickly parody of a half-hearted follower of Christ. Such a walk is listless, lifeless, and a smack in the face of the Lord who gave his all for each one of us. So here's my thought for the day. Who or what has the greatest tug on your heartstrings? Remember, God is a jealous lover. And so we pray, "Dear Lord, you do have my heart. It is yours, and I will not give it to another. All else I will love and appreciate in your name, but they will never have the place that you do in my affections." Amen. Thank you for listening. Do take this challenge seriously. We'll pick up some more on it. See you next time. You take care out there.